here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory that remains in effect as we'll have sunny skies, temperatures in the lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and breezy will drop down to lower 30s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy. We'll see another wind advisory. We'll see temperatures right around 40 and wind gusts as high as 45. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies. Right now, it's 45.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Elected chair of the Federation of State Beef Councils last month, Don Caldwell is already anxious to help the beef checkoff dollars go as far as they can to help increase beef demand. She says one of the recent challenges has been a smaller cow herd, leading to fewer funds from which to build the much-needed programs.
The cow herd is growing, but we're not reaping those rewards yet in our checkoff budget. And so, you know, I think about our Beef Promotion Operating Committee meeting last year. We had $43 million worth of incredibly good proposals come from contractors, but we only had $38 million that we could allocate out to them to do that good work. And so as we see beef numbers increase and see that checkoff budget hopefully increase, that may make things a little easier, but it's still a challenge. There's so much work to be done.
Caldwell, along with her husband Matt, run a cow-calf operation near Edgar, Nebraska, said there are many worthy programs that could use funding.
We have a health and nutrition community that we reach out to, and we want to have good, valid, third-party verified information, scientific research for those people that they can confidently recommend our product and healthy diets. And so we need that research taking place. We have a food safety aspect that is so incredibly important. We have a general consumer outreach taste marketing campaign that we need to continue and help people want to enjoy or remind people to enjoy beef often. And at the same time, then we have that export market that we talked about. So as we continue to work, you know, inside the parameters of the beef industry long range plan and the pieces of that that apply specifically to the checkoff, my hope is that one, we find the right balance among each of those areas, and two, that we continue to see, and I know we will, great project ideas come from our contractors.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. Forecasters are warning of a high risk of wildfires after one blaze burned 10,000 hay bales in the southwest part of the state. Governor Collier signed an emergency disaster declaration yesterday when the large bales burned in Stephens County. This year's fire season follows 2 years of record-setting wildfires. Extreme dry conditions and high winds will continue to create dangerous conditions today and tomorrow. It's very important to extinguish smoking materials properly and avoid outside burning. Founders of a political group are trying to promote political candidates who believe in centrist positions rather than being entrenched in the Republican or the Democratic parties. The Party of the Center started in Lawrence with people frustrated by the two primary political parties and independents. Last week, the group announced it's joining with a Denver-based organization called Serve America Movement. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Midway Motors family of dealerships is currently seeking automotive sales associates to join the Midway team. Sales professionals with the Midway Motors family team are a valued asset in meeting customer vehicle needs through every mile of life. Midway Motors sales associates earn competitive wages and reap the benefits of paid training and paid time off in an environment that focuses on family, customers, teamwork, and service. Email your resume to careers@midwaymotors.com or call Amy at Midway Motors of McPherson.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Former U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius has endorsed Democratic State Senator Laura Kelly in the Kansas governor's race. Kelly spoke about the backing from Sebelius as the Kansas Democratic Party began its annual two-day convention Friday in Kelly's hometown of Topeka. Sebelius served as Kansas governor from 2003 until she became former President Obama's Health and Human Services Secretary in April of 2009. Authorities are investigating a deadly shooting in Kansas City, Kansas. Police say a man in his 40s died at the scene Saturday night. WDAF-TV reported that a few hundred people gathered at the location when the shooting happened. Kansas legislators expect to keep relying on a gut-and-go tactic to pass major bills, even though they know that the move sounds sketchy and looks underhanded. They acknowledge that it makes it harder for people outside of the statehouse to follow what's going on under the dome. The tactic strips out a bill's contents and replaces them with the contents of another bill, often on a different subject. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. With their session more than halfway over, Nebraska lawmakers are still struggling to find a tax plan that could prevent farm groups from pursuing a statewide property tax ballot measure in the November general election. Lawmakers have designated at least five property tax proposals as priorities this year, including one that would lower income tax rates. But senators remain divided over which plan to support in a tight budget year that limits their options. Turnover is increasing among Nebraska prison guards despite the state's efforts to improve pay. The Omaha World Herald reports that turnover increased to 34% among prison guards last year from the previous year's 31%, despite the state giving 7% pay increases to guards. Rainbow trout are being stocked in city ponds, park lakes, and other waters across the state this month by the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. The commission says the fish are about 10 inches long in length. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday and approved construction of a 60,000-gallon anhydrous tank at 2088 Tumbleweed Road, Frankfort, by Farmers Cooperative, allowing moving of the current tanks from the city. The remainder of the meeting consisted of mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday. Former County Health Department employees Mary Holschlager, Tammy Volker, Roxanne Zabotrisky, and Stephanie Nett voiced their concern with the recent firing of Olschlager from the department. Volker, Zabotrisky, and Netchen quit following the firing by County Health Department Director Tiffany Heyman, who is currently staffing the department with a clerk and a part-time LPN. The four expressed concern with the fate of the health department. Jerry Baker was approved as Mill Creek Township Treasurer at the recommendation of that board. Nemahal County Commissioners were contacted by the State of Kansas Division of Motor Vehicles regarding their need for more space for the driver's license office in Seneca. They've outgrown the space they currently use on Main Street and asked about possible office space the county would have available for use. Nemahal County will provide information contacting available space the county owns that may be adequate for the driver's license office. Gage County Board of Supervisors met Thursday with Township Board members for their annual spring meeting and discussed road and bridge projects, road materials and hauling, as well as emergency response and 911 issues. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. The National Weather Service in Topeka will conduct a tornado drill Tuesday, March 6th at 10 a.m. Marshall County will participate in the tornado drill Tuesday morning. USD 364 schools will be dismissed at 12:10 on Wednesday and Thursday to accommodate fans traveling to Emporia for the state basketball tournament. If the teams advance for play on Friday, they will have an early dismissal on Friday as well. Again, early dismissal Wednesday and Thursday at 12:10 for USD 364 Marysville schools. Lucille Godfrey, age 91, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, Maryland, the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lucille Godfrey. Marjorie Marge Ann Musil of Centennial, Colorado, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away February 25th. Private burial at Prospect Hill Cemetery, New Blue Rapids. A memorial service is planned Saturday at the Methodist Church in Blue Rapids, beginning at 2 p.m. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marge Musil.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a low pressure system making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing rain showers in some areas, as well as heavy snow across the upper parts of the Midwest. It does look like in our area, we're just going to see a little bit of some clouds for tomorrow, but the main thing is going to be very windy with this tight low moving through. So it does look like we'll see wind gusts as high as 40 to even 50 miles per hour in some areas. So looking at the forecast, we have a wind advisory throughout the rest of the day. Otherwise, decreasing clouds, lower 50s, wind gusts as high as 40. Tonight, clear and breezy, lower 30s, wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, cloudy and windy in the mid-40s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 45 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, becoming partly cloudy, we'll drop down to the lower 20s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 35. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures remain in the lower 40s, and Wednesday night, mostly clear, temperatures near 20. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early March, 52. Record high on this date, 81 in 1910. The average low, 29. The record low was 7 below 0 in 1978. Sunset this evening, 6:19. Sunrise in the morning at 6:48.
Some people think talking to plants is good for them. And now some research is showing that plants may be talking to each other. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before. A library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 5th, the 64th day of the year. Evangelist Joel Olstein has a birthday, and the so-called Boston Massacre was on this day in 1770. Only a few decades ago, those who suggested that plants could talk to each other were relegated to the lunatic fringe. But some new research is suggesting there is a type of communication going on. When bugs chew leaves, for example, plants will release volatile organic compounds. Other plants can sense those volatiles and respond with their own protective defenses. Plants ranging from sagebrush to tobacco to lima beans routinely transmit such biochemical messages. The hope is that growers can eventually translate the plant chatter and use it to improve crop defense measures. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Jacob Evans scored 19 points to lead number 10 Cincinnati to a 62-61 victory over number 11 Wichita State yesterday, giving the Bearcats the American Athletic Conference title. Cincinnati survived a slugfest in a second half as the teams combined for just two baskets in the final 5 minutes. Landry Shamet and Shaquille Morris each scored 16 points for Wichita State. Kendall Smith scored a career-high 25 points, and Mitchell Solomon had 16 points and 7 rebounds to help lead Oklahoma State to an 82-64 victory over number 6 KU in the regular season finale for both teams. And also over the weekend, Dean Wade scored 25 points, Barry Brown 18, and Kansas State beat Baylor 77-67 at Bramblage Coliseum. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The Chisholm Trail Gun Show. It's Wichita's oldest and largest gun show. Sponsored by Chisholm Trail Antique Gun Association. It'll be held at Hartman Arena in Park City, Kansas. The Chisholm Trail Gun Show is Saturday, March 10th and Sunday, March 11th. This is one gun show you won't want to miss. Table after table of guns, hunting supplies, and shooting supplies. Buying, selling, trading. Chisholm Trail Gun Show. The Wichita Gun Show. Saturday and Sunday, March 10th and 11th at Hartman Arena, Park City.
You're in luck all this month during Aaron's Lucky Days. Get started leasing to own furniture, electronics, or appliances and get 6 months same as cash. Plus, you can save big on select products like living rooms, a JVC 55-inch smart TV bundle, a Samsung laundry pair, an HP desktop, and more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup, come to a participating store or visit Aarons.com and get 6 months same as cash during Aarons Lucky Days.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Bo Jackson is back in a Kansas City Royals uniform for the first time since 1990. He's in camp as a guest instructor at spring training. Jackson was a star outfielder for the Royals and a top running back in the NFL. Now at 55, Jackson plans to mingle with the minor leaguers. He realizes many of them weren't born when his Bo Knows ad campaign became popular. Highlighted by the Big 12 Player of the Year, Devontae Graham, conference regular season champion Kansas is well represented on the men's basketball 2017-18 All-Big 12 team selected by Conference
coaches. That announcement made yesterday. Graham the unanimous selection for Big 12 Player of the Year, while redshirt sophomore Malik Newman is the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, and Coach Bill Self, the co-Big 12 Coach of the Year, along with Chris Beard of Texas Tech. Coaches were not allowed to vote for players on their own team. Mid-America Network Sports.
Brian Cook reporting for KNDY Sports from Holton for Sub-State Basketball. It's a banner night for Marysville as the Marysville Lady Bulldogs defeat the number one seed Clay Center Tigers 44-41. They were led by Sydney Payshaw, who had 19 big points. Sammy Bartles had 11. Alex Denner had 5, Tabby Wright had 4, and Nicole Franco had 2 to round out the scoring for the starters. 11 points in the first, 10 in the second, 11 in the third, and 12 in the fourth. Erased a 3-point deficit, and Marysville heads to state, winning 44-41. In boys action, they follow right up where the girls left off. Marysville defeats number one seed Rock Creek 59-53 after being down 3 going into the fourth quarter. They were led by Gabe Bisha with 26 big points and Nick Sparks with 14. Marysville scored 24 points in the fourth quarter to Rock Creek's 14, and that was the difference. Marysville goes to state. Which one? Both of them. Brian Cook reporting for KNDY.
Hanover Wildcats sweep the Clifton Clyde Eagles in the sub-state championships at Wakefield on Saturday. Hanover girls win the opener 48-40, leading most of the way. Tiana Lucy and Macy Dudley with 13 apiece as Hanover improves to 17-3. Clifton Clyde, led by their only senior Emily Kaufman with 21 points. Eagle season ends at 15-8. Hanover 48, Clifton Clyde 40. Hanover boys take the nightcap 65-60, sweeping a third meeting between the teams this season. Lots of free throws, several foul outs. Carter Bruno led scoring with 18 for Hanover. Thomas Atkins drops in 11 as the Cats improve to 19-1. Clifton Clyde led by Zach Sorrell with 20. Bradley Cook fouled out late with 18. Eagles season ends at 17-4. Three of those four losses at the hands of Hanover. The Wildcats win the nightcap 65-60 as the Hanover teams head back to A's defending their state title next week. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Sub-state basketball champions were crowned Saturday night, and the Marysville Bulldogs both advanced to Emporia. Marysville girls defeat Clay Center 44-41. Marysville boys took Rock Creek 59-53. Class 2A Valley Heights girls defeat Smith Center 46-42. Lady Mustangs advance to Manhattan. Hanover girls and boys head to Hayes to defend their state title. Hanover girls win 48-40 over Clifton Clyde. Hanover boys took Clifton Clyde 65-60. Frankfort girls edge Valley Falls 31-29, and Centralia boys took Donovan West 56-49 as the Frankfort girls and Centralia boys advance to Hayes. Axtell girls and boys teams advance over Blue Valley 55-44 in the girls game, 67-55 in the boys final. Axtell heads to Dodge City for state tournament action. State basketball tournament pairings are out. Marysville at Emporia's White Auditorium. Marysville girls tip off Wednesday at 3 p.m. Marysville's the number 2 seed, 17-4, and will face 7th seed Nickerson, 12-10. Marysville boys tip off Thursday afternoon at 4:45. Marysville 3rd seed is 18-3, and will face 6th seed Topeka Hayden, 15-7. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Valley Heights, the number 6 seed, 19-5, will face 3rd seed West Elk, 20-2, Wednesday evening at 8:15. 1A Division 1 in Hayes, Hanover boys are the number 3 seed, 20-1, and will tip off versus 6th seed Rollins County, 18-5, Wednesday evening at 8:15. Centralia boys are the number 7 seed, 15-9, and face 2nd seed Osborne, 21-1, Wednesday evening at 6:30. Hanover girls are the number 4 seed, 18-3. They'll meet Twin Valley Lake foe Frankfort, the number 5 seed, 19-4, Thursday afternoon at 4:45. And 1A Division 2 is in Dodge City. The Axtell boys are the number 7 seed, 11-11, and face 2nd seed Elyria Christian, 20-2, Wednesday evening at 6:30. Axtell Lady Eagles are the number 7 seed, 13-9, and face 2nd seed St. John's Tipton, 19-4, Thursday afternoon at 3. Live continuing coverage of the state basketball tournaments, Marysville girls and boys games, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Lady Bulldogs tip off Wednesday afternoon at 3. Marysville boys tip off Thursday at 4:45. Live on KNDY FM 95.5. It's a doubleheader Wednesday evening. The Axtell boys tip off at 6:30 from Dodge City. Plus updates on the the Centralia Boys from Hayes. At 8:15, the Valley Heights Girls tip off in Manhattan. Plus updates on the Hanover Boys from Hayes. Thursday afternoon, a doubleheader as the Axtell Girls tip off at 3 from Dodge City. And the Hanover and Frankfort Girls tip off at 4:45 from Hayes. Games live on KNDY-FM 95.5. All of our high school games streaming on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our mobile app as well. Plus scores and updates and bracket updates. Post it on our website, on our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter.
Relax and embrace the beautiful changes nature provides in your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Rick Dark encourages us to do just that in his expanded edition of The Wild Garden by William Robinson. He says the wild garden is a balance of naturalistic and planned gardening. Start with evaluating the soil, light, and climate conditions unique to the smaller spaces within your landscape. Then match the plants to the growing conditions instead of changing these conditions to match the plant's needs. Robinson includes both natives and non-invasive exotics in the wild garden. Dark suggests you work from the ground layer up. Cover it with plants and mulch of leaves or other local organic materials to suppress weeds and conserve moisture. Add and edit plants based on their ability to thrive and reproduce in the given growing conditions. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits. Organic Summit year-round spray oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit mosquito bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Chicago was ready to build a new library in the late 1800s. However, it had two challenges. There was little light by which to read the books, and there was plenty of noisy, dirty train tracks near the building. The solution is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
After the Great Chicago Fire in 1871, one of the city's objectives was to build a grand library. The building that resulted still exists on Michigan Avenue.
Electricity had been invented and was in use, but it was not very reliable. And so because this was going to be a library and there was a lot of reading going on, the city fathers wanted to make sure that people could read by natural light as much as possible.
The building included several features to maximize natural light, says Maggie Fouché with the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs.
There is the largest Tiffany stained glass dome in the world. It's 35 feet in diameter, and the glass was actually created and installed by his team of women workers. They found that women were more adept at the kind of delicate, precise kind of handiwork needed for this than the men were.
Glass block floors allowed light from the dome to pass all the way to the lowest story. The old library is full of beautiful tile mosaics. There's a bigger purpose than its splendor, though.
They wanted something that was easy to clean, because we're not too far from where the railroad railroad used to go by, and at the time they were powered with coal. And so that would come and, of course, make everything dirty.
As early as the 1920s, the library had already outgrown the building.
There was a plan to tear it down and put up something else in its place, but there was quite a backlash against that, and many ordinary citizens, as well as politicians, came forward and said, no, we've got to save this building.
Today it is the Chicago Cultural Center, open to the public free of charge, with exhibits and attractions taking place almost every day of the year. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you're welcoming baby chicks, have everything prepared before they arrive. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chicks need three things: a heat source, water, and a complete starter chick feed as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Bringing home baby chicks or hatching them within your own flock is a lot of fun. If you have everything set up for their arrival, you'll get them off to a good start. David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says the brooding pen should have at least 1.5 inches of pine shavings for bedding, and set up either a red or white heat lamp in the center of the brooder so there's a temperature gradient. Chicks that like the heat can settle under the lamp, and those that prefer cooler conditions can move away from it. Frame says the same holds true when placing the feed and waterer.
You don't want all the feed and the water right directly under the light, because if chicks don't feel comfortable at that heat at the particular time, they'll be on the perimeter and they won't have access to water and feed. My recommendation for feeder sources are linear feeders, where you can kind of spoke them out away from the heat source so that along the line of that feeder, the chicks can find their range of comfort in order to eat. The same thing with the waterers. You don't want them all in the same areas.
Frame says it's important that you have the right chick feed available on day one.
One of the biggest mistakes that I've seen is folks go to the feed store and they've bought layer chicks, and then they say, okay, that's layer feed up there, that's what they need to eat. That layer mash is extremely high in calcium and will damage your baby birds, and so make sure that you start with a good chick starter feed. And the reason for that is because they need that protein and those extra vitamins in there.
After the first 24 hours and the chicks have found their food and water, Frame recommends raising the waterer about breast high up off the floor. The birds can still reach the water, but not slop it all over the place. This also helps prevent contamination. Learn more about chick preparations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken? Sky, Lord, in the sky. I told the undertaker, undertaker, please drive slow, for this body you are hauling, how I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken?
Missouri is using the homegrown approach to solving a rural doctor shortage. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
A few months ago, I did a show about the shortage of rural doctors in Missouri and how the University of Missouri School of Medicine is working the problem. Meet Michelle Kenny, a student at the school.
I feel like everyone should have good care and, you know, that it should be available and not something that's only granted to people who live in an urban area. So that's my biggest goal, is just to provide great care for kids in rural settings and make them realize they don't have to travel.
Kenny grew up on a farm near Kirksville, Missouri, and has a job waiting in Kirksville when she finishes her residency. The dean of the medical school, Kathleen Quinn, says students who plan to practice in rural communities also receive business training and hear lectures from rural physicians.
It is a good win for physicians because the physicians understand what their life is going to be like. They have to be much more independent because there's less specialists around, and we just want them to understand that. So when they go there, they stay there to practice.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the Office of U.S. Trade Representatives says it plans to ask for a three-year extension of Trade Promotion Authority in order to negotiate new trade deals. Bob Lighthizer said those discussions could be with Japan, Vietnam, and other members of the Trans-Pacific Partnership if they're interested. Lighthizer says the Trump administration will aggressively negotiate trade deals designed to benefit all Americans. The office intends to ask Congress to extend the president's trade promotion authority, known as Fast Track, to obtain up or down votes on a new trade agreement submitted to Congress. Lighthizer said based on the discussions with congressional leaders, they believe a strong support for such an extension, which would allow Fast Track authority to remain into place until 2021. The president has until April 1st deadline to formally request the extension. Senator Orrin Hatch chairs the Senate Finance Committee and says it might not be a sure thing as he looks forward to reviewing how the administration conducts itself on trade in the months ahead and hearing how the administration plans to use that fast-track authority. The official position of the EPA is that high-priced renewable identification numbers do not significantly harm refiners. That position was made public most recently in November of last year. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, along with a handful of other senators, sent a letter to EPA in January asking about the agency's previous finding that RIN prices do not affect the success of the nation's refiners. Well, EPA has yet to respond to the letter in spite of numerous attempts by his staff to follow up. Grassley says leaders are being told that steps are needed to lower RIN prices to help refiners, but under both Republican and Democratic administrations, EPA found that RIN prices do not determine the success or failure of refiners. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network seeing some pressure on the early contract for corn. March corn down a half a cent, 376 and three quarters, but May is up a half a cent at 385 and three quarters. Most everything else in the grains and soybeans looking pretty good. March Kansas City wheat to 1 3/4 higher at 523 and three quarters. May is up 8 3/4 at 542 and a half. Soybeans continue to look strong. March beans up 6 1/4 at 1067. May beans up 6 at 1077 and a quarter. Soybean meal is mostly higher. Soybean oil is mostly lower, but we are seeing some mixed numbers along the lines. As far as the livestock complex is concerned, pretty strong moves there. April live cattle up 122 at 123.40. June up 107 at 115.47. March feeder cattle up 145 at 145.12. April feeders up 145 at 146. Make that up 152 now at 146.80. So some strong upward moves for both live cattle and feeder cattle. April hogs up 102 at 68.60. May hogs up 115 at 75.80. So we're getting some good results across the livestock complex here on Monday. The cotton numbers are mixed. March cotton down 12 points at 82.60, but May is up 154 at 83.63. So some sharp upward moves for cotton here on Monday. April crude oil is up $1.22 at $62.47. May crude oil is up $1.20 at $62.29. So some positive moves there. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, all are stronger. April gold is down $3.40 at $13.20.90. So we're having some issues with gold. Silver is off. Copper is on the upside so far today. And the U.S. dollar index is a strong. March dollar is up 0.109 at 90.015. So the dollar index is strong. We're seeing mixed numbers across the futures markets on Monday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cattlemen, purchase your next great herd sire at the Carcass Plus Bull Sale. Poland Angus Ranch and CB Farms are joining forces to bring you an outstanding set of 70 fall and spring yearling Angus bulls sired by breed leaders like Discovery, Butkus, Black Granite, and Fortress. Wednesday, March 7th at 1 p.m. is the time. Poland Angus Ranch in Isabel, Kansas is the place. Join us March 7th at Poland Angus Ranch in Isabel for the Carcass Plus Bull Sale or watch and bid on DV Auction. You'll be glad you did.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Back on the information platter, GMOs. I'm going to spend the week talking about genetically modified organisms in our food supply. Coming up after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, Watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
Well, about a year ago, I received a phone call that said to me, the GMO anti-people are back. So let me tell you at the outset, just turn me off this week if you are totally against genetically modified organisms to help increase and improve our food supply, because that's what I'm going to talk about. About a year ago, I received a phone call that was almost a duplicate of a call I had received half a dozen years ago from a Chicago consumer who ranted me up and down one side and the other about the fact that because I was promoting GMOs, I would also be killing her children because GMOs were deadly and they were poisonous and they were going to be the end of the universe. Well, I learned a long time ago when I get an angry phone call, regardless of the subject, just listen to the person, hear the person out. And so I did. Finally, when she took a breath and a pause, I said to her, excuse me, ma'am, but what are GMOs? What are genetically modified organisms? There was silence on the other end of the line, but finally she said, well, I don't know the scientific explanation, but I do know they're bad for you, and I do know that ultimately they will kill me and my children. And I said, well, if you can show me a death certificate anywhere in the United States showing death caused by consuming genetically modified organisms, GMOs, then yeah, I guess I'll pay attention to you. But I have yet to find a death certificate with that explanation, and so I'm going to believe in genetically modified organisms. Back with a final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Beginning tomorrow, I will look at the 10 most asked questions about GMOs and provide answers. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Loveland Products offers a complete line of high-performance input products. With us today is Tim Sickman, manager of the Loveland Research Farm, to discuss nutrient use efficiency.
Nutrient efficiency is so extremely important to growers today because it's essential that they get maximum value from each pound of nutrient applied, that they maximize plant uptake of the nutrients they apply to encourage optimal growth, optimal yield, and optimal bottom line performance from their crops. Well, building a strong fertility program means that growers need to target their fertility application rates to match up with the yield goals that they have in each and every one of their fields, because only by doing so can they ensure that the adequate nutrients are there to meet the demands of the crop season long. When we're talking about a fertility management program for any crop, it's important to think of the plant as a whole, and that starts by building a strong, robust root system under that young plant so that it can do an efficient job of absorbing nutrients and water during the course of the growing season.
What are the two active components in Radiate, and how do they specifically help the plant?
Radiate is a plant growth regulator that contains two naturally occurring active ingredients. One of those is IBA. The other is a material called kinetin. IBA, when applied to the foliage of a young green plant, will travel down below ground to the root system, where it helps to increase root development. It causes root cells to divide and to enlarge at a faster pace. And at the end of the day, that means a more highly differentiated root system with more lateral roots and root hairs. Radiate simply builds a more vigorous plant that is better able to withstand the stress factors that can occur during the growing season, be it hot, dry weather, be it recovery maybe from a minor or moderate hail event. It simply has the equipment needed to be able to fight through those kinds of stresses. Keep the plant more photosynthetically active. That's going to lead to better growth and development, even in the face of significant stress. A bigger root system simply explores a greater portion of the soil matrix, if you will. It probes deeper into the soil, goes farther and wider. By virtue of that, it's able to tap into more of the total nutrition that's available in the soil underneath the plant, and not only more nutrients, but more water as well. That is ultimately going to lead to a healthier plant, a stronger plant, a more vigorous plant above ground, and also lead to a plant that's going to be more effective at setting a larger ear, developing more grain, heavier grains. That ultimately leads to better yield performance.
Thanks, Tim. To learn more about how Radiate can benefit your operation, contact your local CPS dealer or visit RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label instructions. Check registration in your state.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Agriculture Safety Awareness Program Week is this week, March 4th through the 10th. The U.S. Agriculture Safety and Health Centers are joining with farm bureaus from across the nation to help keep farmers, friends, and family safe and healthy by recognizing common agricultural hazards. The theme this year is No One Can Take Your Place.
While farming is often associated with fresh air of the outdoors, there is an array of respiratory hazards in this line of work. No one can replace you. Learn more today about identifying and reducing respiratory risk in your work areas on the farm.
Other themes throughout Agriculture Safety Awareness Program Week are impaired driving, hearing, overall health, and fire. In other news, the head of the World Trade Organization, Director General Robert Arvizedo, says a trade war is in no one's best interest. The WTO is concerned about the U.S. plans for tariffs on steel and aluminum, he says, and the potential for escalation is real, as we have seen in the responses of others, end quote. He says the World Trade Organization will be watching the developments closely. President Trump did not specify in his announcement which countries the tariffs would apply to. However, it did trigger an outcry from U.S. allies like Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and Australia, as well as China, China being the world's biggest steel supplier. One news organization says that President Trump and his staff have portrayed the WTO as a broken organization. Azevedo has responded to those statements with caution, saying he's willing to work with the United States officials to alleviate whatever their concerns are. Director Azevedo's decision to condemn a policy move like this doesn't happen very often, which means apparently that Azevedo is clearly concerned about the situation. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
People are discovering something. Midwest Kia really has the nicest pre-owned units in Wichita. They have all makes and models. All are clean and have passed a rigorous inspection. They're priced to fit any budget and any credit need, and all come with a limited lifetime warranty.
Because it's what you need from Midwest Kia.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY.